One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit, impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
That's Mabungi Mabaso there with Zuniza on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. We have Bishop Malaitse on the line with us. Murudi, good evening and welcome.
Evening, Muruti Moabi and your beloved listeners. It's a Radio Pulpit.
Riti mela go bona le lona gompieno.
A o di mo haur ra.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Ya zama.
Ya re hutwa sentle rra. Re hutwa sentle ka tlhamalalo go re le ga go menagane.
Right.
Ndate. Did you greet our listener this evening?
Yes, I greeted already.
I'll greet them again. I don't think they heard you.
And always, you know, to pray for us. You know, we wouldn't be here, Muruti, if you were not praying for us. And we are really humble.
Right. We are talking about the unknown God.
The unknown God, Muruti Moabi. Remember in the book of Acts, chapter number 17, there was a situation in the place called Athens. And Paul had a challenge there to confront the intellectuals. I believe one of the worst scenarios to each and every given preacher is to confront people by learning they are fully immersed into knowledge, and they come from various schools of thought, and they are opinionated. And also schooled enough to reason. That's why for the longest of time there were questions that stood out, and they were highly confrontational in terms of people to come and explain them better. Questions like how. And another one, like, how can his divine will be apprehended and followed? Questions like, is it possible to truly know something of the character of the divine creator? And the one that really, took many, scholars and theologians by storm is that can we know God in any way than through sacred writings and traditions? Now, when we go through what Paul said to the Athens, look, I came to a point of understanding that you are very religious. And le batho ba ile reng le rata Modimo, but the only thing that bothered me when I was going through the all.
Murudi? Oh, it looks like we lost him. Murudi? Hello? Okay, let's do this and put him back on again. We're still with Ndateo Muruti, David Malaitse, talking about the unknown God. More Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Okay, it looks like we have lost him there. But I'll try again. It is 16 minutes to 8 on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Yes, we are still with Muruti, and we're talking about the unknown God. Let's try and see if maybe we can be able to get hold of him. Muruti, it's 15 minutes to 8. Muruti. Okay, yeah, we're talking about the unknown God, Renali Re Muruti Malaitse, more letting La Gompieno. Let's see if he's still I'm able.
Subscriber, you have dialed
Okay,
is not available.
It looks like I'm not winning. But what I'll do is I will try the alternative number. We know this thing here, load shedding bagiti, that it just disrupts almost everything. The lines, everything. So, but hey, we just have to see how we maneuver around this one. Rona, Reba generation, it doesn't give up easily. Mrut, we are that generation.
Yeah,
we don't give up. We don't give up. Even the women we married to, Araba Gra one day, and some of them we really worked hard. Eh? We are. And I had one of the ladies, young ladies. I was like, hey, but now I'm not they give up so easily.
They don't have a
six-skin, Bruce.
Six-skin.
I don't know, Sam. We knew how to do it. From the position where you say, when they say, I don't have feelings for you, and then you keep on knocking, you keep on... Yes. We are that generation, Brian. We are that generation, Brian. We don't give up so easily.
No, we can't.
Murudi, let's go back to our topic.
Yes, I'm very sorry. We're struggling with load shedding. I mean, it's national. Everybody knows the challenges that we're facing. Now, there was a situation, Muruti. You had the philosophers and intellectuals that Paul had to, draw their attention. Remember that people who are learned, they are not easily convinced whenever you approach them. They are trying to analyze you, because what I've learned, Mruti, after so many years, into this field, I realized that people don't normally hear what you are telling them, because they don't just listen, but they process what you are saying. And after they have thoroughly processed what you are saying, then they believe what their minds, tells them. The outcome that will come after the process, what you are telling them, and then what their mind tells them, that is what they will hear, and that is what they will believe. And that's why for a longest of time, people, they don't really come up with the same answers, because they believe what their mind, tells them. And now we had this serious challenge. Now, how does one outreason the existence of God? Because what happened in Athens, since they were very religious and they were people who were driven by knowledge, and they will forever go on, digging deeper to find, anything that is new that will provoke, their thoughts. Paul had to find a way to crack their minds by winning their attention. And he first told them that, look, I know for a fact that you are religious, and I understand that you are highly, educated, but as I was going through the idols that you have, each and every idol with the altar, right in front of it, because now these people knew that you can never approach a deity, you can never come before God, whatsoever you call God, with empty-handed. So they must have an altar that was erected in front of each and every given name. But among them all, there was this other one which was written to the unknown God. And Paul said, this is the one that I'm here to relate and to talk about him to you, because now I've realized, but you need to know about this one, because this one, Adulikara, the Tempele Peyetri Kamatso Abatu, is not that kind of God
Elori, he expects anything from anyone. He does not demand anything from anyone, because everything Eumutu Anangleona, it is given by him. Urifilebu Pilo, Limoya Eroe Manki Ena Yar Silebu. And this is where we are caught up between the rock, I mean, and the hard place. When one now had to deal thoroughly with the understanding Yamudimu, Amosebeleta, because for the longest of time, many people, they followed that kind of God. So the evangelist came and evangelized, and people believed the God of the, you know, evangelist, you know, prophet, I mean, this thing never ceases, Murudi. I mean, we have all sorts of stories, day in and day out. But Matazinger Pilanka won. The prayer of my heart is like when God is just about to bring another revival that is already at hand. It's like understand that the kind of God that they are serving. Because for the longest of time, we followed Modimo, and we somehow came up with our imaginary, you know, way of packaging him. And then Rebere draw, you know, and have a certain picture in our mind, or he might be like this. But when Paul challenged these philosophers, or wanna look, this one has bulikara, you know, din poteyenting kabacho abantu. I mean, kimudimu elori, we tenola through mupo wamachowa. The same thing that remains a challenge from time to time, that you can never relate limodimu while you can relate limopo wadiakatahai. And the biggest challenge that we had, you know, Elorin, it causes argument, it causes division, and then it causes the hatred among ourselves, because we are still trying to raise this unknown God. We want to package him. We want to paint him and give him the colors that we want. Everybody seems to be claiming this God. But when Paul had to explain him thoroughly, we need to understand that it is in him where we move, and then in him where we live, and in him where we exist. And for the fact that we exist, there is no way that there will come another that will come and replace us. We are irreplaceable, because already we occupy space, and we can only achieve this in him. And that is the place where, Rudy, I'm longing and praying and believing God for. Or if I can move forward, Uka understand the same Modimo Allenson. Remember, I think it is in the book of Psalms, chapter number 19, the Moilore. Modimo had, you know, put his signature on the design of the universe, so that the universe itself, how we level, it will holo bahai. And we realize, Moruti, with time, whatever comes our way, unless it went through God. Now, to answer those questions that, you know, I raised earlier, before rebali that challenge, la load shedding questions, like how does one know God, and then how can his divine will be apprehended and followed? Is it possible to truly know something of the character of the divine creator? And the one that I said, it really brought too much confusion and it created a havoc, you know, in the minds of the scholars and theologians. is this one that can we know God in any way other than through sacred writings and traditions? And this is where you realize that people fail to know the voice of God. I mean, many people sometimes, they want to explain God by their own emotions and feelings. You know, that's why I normally choose to look the other way. I'm not worried. Sometimes you know, it's just the feelings, because people chose to be soulish rather than being spiritual.
And I think it's a problem, Ruti Hore. I think maybe again because of the interruption that we experienced this evening, next week we go and tackle this issue head on again. In a sense that we need to know exactly how to know him, because like right now, if you can go to some circles and say the Holy Spirit, people will begin to shake and scream and make noise. Is it the way that we should know him and experience him? And is it the only way, if it's the way, for us to feel him and all that? I don't know, but I think we really need to go back to what to the scriptures, Muruti.
That is the only time, Muruti, where this world will become a better place, where families once more, they will experience God. Because if we can get God back into our families, then our society and the nation at large will experience the power of God. Our schools, once more, they will experience the power of God. Our parliament will experience the power of God. The biggest challenge that we have now is the absence of God in our lives, because he can never reveal himself, Muruti, unless he does that through our conscience and moral laws of humanity. And we fail to achieve that from time to time, because so it's easy for people to kill one another. It's easy for people to live for years hating each other with God. I mean, it's easy for people to pretend that they carry along with others while they hate their God. I mean, even in church, it's easy for people to say, forgive us as we forgive, while they are struggling with forgiveness, because they never really experienced this unknown God. And it's forever known, Muruti. I mean, I love what the other writer said, that, I mean, he left his imprimatur on the design of the universe. I mean, everywhere, there is this man who used to say, if you think God is there, just look around.
Muruti, because of time, please give us your numbers quickly.
072-316-0176.
Yes. We lost you there, Muruti. Unfortunately, load shedding. I think it's about to happen on the lines now for this step. Muruti, it's 072-316-0176. It's 8 o'clock, and Kihlala Naitir Kobanamon.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs, or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/radiopulpit.